sentence for sending lewd text messages to an underage teen and was released 3 months early.
That's Tanya J. Powers in New York. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's still a very warm forecast and quiet for now. Rain chance is holding off till later in the week. Sunshine very warm today with a high temperature near 90. Tonight, mostly clear and mild. Our low temperature 65. Tomorrow, high temperature around 89. Lots of sunshine. Most towns are dry, but there could be an isolated renegade shower somewhere. Upper 80s on Thursday, spotty afternoon storms and a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms at times Thursday night, rolling into Friday and Saturday and Sunday. It's not going to rain all the time. There'll be a series of disturbances moving through. Highs in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Senate is expected to vote on an abortion bill today. It would make performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony. Four states have passed abortion bans once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The United States Department of Justice is stepping in to help fight violent crimes in the city of Selma. Officials will be in Selma today to announce a $1 million emergency grant from the Department of Justice. Stay with Alabama News Network for complete coverage. And there's a new candidate in the race for mayor of Montgomery. Shannon Ferrari is the first woman to run in the 2019 mayor's race. She is the creator of the local Facebook group City Watch Uncut, which has 50,000 members. The election for mayor is August 27th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Car use a spring cleaning? Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Clean Car Month for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new. Like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $6 savings. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The new DQ Summer Blizzard menu is finally here. But this isn't the only sound a Blizzard treat makes. These Summer Blizzard flavors sound like jumping off the high dive, a night drive with the windows down, that scraping noise at the bottom of the cup as you scoop up the last delicious bite. That's what these Blizzard flavors sound like. And nothing sounds better than new flavors like brownie dough and caramel cannonball, and fan favorites like cotton candy, all on the new Summer Blizzard menu.
DQ. Happy tastes good. Dog problems? Pet Partners Pet Fencing can keep your best friend safe at home all the time. Out of the flower beds and off the furniture. Cats, too. Makes having pets easy, huh? Call Pam and Roxanne with Pet Partners Fencing. They have over 25 years of experience in the River Region. They even service your already existing pet fence, no matter what brand. Visit PetPartnersDogFence.com or call 365-5678 today, making pet ownership easier every day. Pet Partners.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Nor'easter now forming off the coast, already wreaking havoc in the Carolinas. Heavy rain pounding the Raleigh area.
China retaliated against the U.S. with new tariffs, their response to President Trump's moves.
Actress Felicity Huffman entered federal court in Boston to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud.
Tributes pouring in for one of the all-time greats.
Once I had a secret.
Doris Day, gone at the age of 97.
Pilot Christian Martin had a plane full of passengers about to take off from Louisville, Kentucky on Saturday when police swooped in and put him in handcuffs. The murders he's charged with happened 3 years ago.
One of the Florida prostitution case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. A judge moving to block the prosecution's key video evidence against him.
And Amazon, with an offer for its employees, leave your job and they'll pay you to start your own business delivering Amazon packages, willing to pay you $10,000, 3 months pay, and provide Amazon branded vans.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe Hope, now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known. Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hinn began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father, who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves, and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Actually, here's the producer, Joey Clark. Welcome to the Dan Morris Show, folks. Dan will be here in just a moment in the flashes of flashes. We've got a lot to talk about today. I mean, things are heating up geopolitically. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is dealing with all sorts of fires, as is the President of the United States himself, as is John Bolton, National Security Advisor. A lot going on in terms of war plans written up. Just in case a contingency plan, Iran decides to attack U.S. assets in the Middle East. The plan calls for 120,000 troops. 120,000. Now, last week we heard that a carrier group was being moved into the Persian Gulf. B-52 bombers are in Qatar. The United States and the Trump administration sending a very clear message not to mess with us. And while that's all going on, things are heating up with the trade war with China. Chinese media, which is really the mouthpiece for the Communist Party. It is state-run media, and the state is run by the Communist Party of China. They are coming out swinging at the Trump administration, calling them all sorts of naughty names, and saying, well, what the president of the United States is doing is really for his own interest, and not for the American people's interest, but what China is doing is for all Chinese people's interests, legitimate national concerns. I hope a deal is made, as Trump, the president, promised, I think yesterday or a couple days ago, he'll be meeting with Putin and President Xi Jinping of China. And it's in particular that meeting with President Xi that I am interested to see if a deal could get done. This idea, though, of $300 billion more, tariffs affecting $300 billion more of Chinese goods imported into the United States, brings up the figure to about what the United States imports from China. I think yearly or in 2018, the United States imported $540 billion. So if Trump makes good on his threat to put tariffs on another $300 billion of goods, a 25% tariff, that's about what the Chinese import into the United States. And there should be a way to get a deal done. But the Chinese media is talking tough today. Not to mention the whole ongoing negotiations with, you know, North Korea, all this sabotage and, you know, bombing drones affecting pipelines and tankers in Saudi Arabia. Just things are, they're heating up all over the map. Tripwires seem hot, hot, hot. But I don't know if anything big is necessarily going to happen. I hope not, but we should be paying attention. It's interesting how all the foreign policy issues that the Trump administration has taken on wholeheartedly with, you know, a big bear hug, these issues, or let's say these countries, are now pushing back. I think they can see 2020 on the horizon. They're not idiots. They know how the U.S. political system works. But look at this, folks. We have Dan in studio.
Wow! He made it!
Yeah.
I apologize. I couldn't find my car keys, so I had to use the backup.
Oh, no.
I know. It's terrible. Also, I got long-winded on the telephone talking to some people in Washington, D.C. There's a bunch of stuff going on, big guy.
Okay.
Last, you know, we've Barr has appointed a U.S. attorney from Connecticut to look directly into the FISA applications.
A U.S. attorney from the Nutmeg State, yeah.
Yeah, this guy is the real deal. His claim to fame, they call him the Bulldog, is basically arresting FBI agents and law enforcement people.
Oh, so he's called the Bulldog for his temperament, not for his looks. That's a good thing.
That is a very good thing. And so my phone was just going, it was blowing up last night with everything. I mean, everybody, and it had not even been announced yet. And all of a sudden, I was getting all these messages and things. I went, oh, man, what's going on? So I jumped into the conversation, and they were talking about Durham, this guy being appointed. And then the first person that actually had the story was Sean Hannity. And it was So, you know, we had it before. I turned to his program, and then he opened it up opened with mentioning it, but there's a lot going on here with this thing. This is the one of the pieces we've been looking for to happen. So we're really excited about it. Now, how many people reported this on CBS? Zero.
Big fat zero.
This is a big deal. This is a U.S. attorney from Connecticut. He has worked under the Obama administration, the Clinton administration, and the Bush administration. And so he, you know, Eric Holder, he was appointed during the Obama administration, held over during for the Trump administration.
This should be big news, though, because when Robert Mueller is appointed, the special counsel's office is essentially acting like a U.S. attorney's office.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an actual U.S. attorney looking into something that it has a lot to do with this ongoing saga of Russia interference, and in particular these FISA warrants, why is it not a headline?
Also, he's going to be, well, Kristen Welker did a 1 minute and 22 second piece on it. Now, when I was recording it, it went away.
Oh, no.
So I want to see if you can find it on the Today Show while we're going through some of these cuts. So let's kind of jump right into this thing. Let's first start out with Laura Ingraham talking last night about this new U.S. attorney, and we're going to be getting Ken Starr's comments on it.
Attorney General Bill Barr, true to his word, has just appointed a U.S. attorney to determine if surveillance of the Trump team was unlawful. Now, the announcement dropped just over an hour ago that Connecticut's U.S. Attorney John Durham will investigate the origins of the Russia investigation. Now, Durham would seem an inspired choice, as he's previously investigated issues like law enforcement corruption and destruction of CIA videotapes. Here now, former independent counsel Ken Starr and former deputy assistant attorney general John Yoo. All right, Ken, what is Durham going to be looking at?
Oh, he's going to get to the bottom of this. John Durham was such a brilliant choice by Bill Barr. It was so timely. We're all waiting, as you know, Laura, for the Inspector General report. But now we have perhaps the most respected prosecutor in the United States who served so brilliantly, including some assignments during the Obama administration. He's totally above politics. You can't talk about he's an angry Republican. He was confirmed by literally every member of the Senate who voted. And why? Because of his record. So we have a really honest cop on the beat now. So I'm very pleased that Bill Barr is saying, let's have the report from the Inspector General, who's a guy of integrity. Let's now have John Durham take this look as well. Great timing. And then, of course, remember, waiting in the wings is Lindsey Graham, who has said, I want to get to the bottom of this as well. We're going to find out.
Okay, so we're going to have a piece from Lindsey Graham that was played with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday that I didn't get to yesterday. Excuse me. And I'll have to ask you this question. Did he know during this interview that this was about to happen? He and Barr are pretty close. But I'm telling you, folks, that it is lighting up in my world, my inner ear world here. Let me go to a break so we have plenty of running room here. I'm going to come back with you, who is a former DOJ official, and he's going to comment on it. Going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Man, a lot going on today. Yeah, I'm not one of these talk show hosts to say, this is going to be a big show every single day if they do that, but this has got a lot of important information. Couple of things. If you're a registered listener to my show, check your email. We sent you out something today, that a little thank you from Dan Morris Show. And so check your emails, and it pays to listen to the Dan Morris Show and be registered listener to the Dan Morris Show. Also, for anybody who signs up for, it'll be the first seven that sign up for tickets for the Dan Morris Show get-together for Thursday, I'm going to give you a Brewfest ticket along with your ticket for the cruise. So Big John is monitoring that, is going to get that taken care of so we can get that going. So if you are a registered listener, check your email, and we sent you a little something there that I think will make you very happy. Let's continue on with Laura Ingram, and is going to be talking about criminal intent.
Now, John, for the Democrats to have done what they did last week, moving on contempt against Bill Barr, I think, did they think that was going to cow Bill Barr, that he was going to be dissuaded from doing what he said he was going to do in the hearing, which was take a look at the spying? Will they try to smear John Durham now? Will there be any way for them to do that, given his utter professionalism and integrity and the wide-ranging experience that he has on government corruption issues?
If I were the Democrats, I would be quite worried. And the reason why is by appointing a U.S. attorney, Attorney General Barr is essentially signaling that he thinks it's possible that criminal violations occurred in the start of the whole investigation into any kind of Trump-Russia collusion. As Judge Starr said, there's already an inspector general investigation going on that's going to come to a conclusion that's what you would do if you were just interested in reforming the way the department does things, the way decisions were made. But you wouldn't go with a U.S. attorney like Durham, someone of his stature, unless the attorney general thinks actually something criminal might have happened, that someone might have violated the law, that there might have been malfeasance, that people at the FBI or the Justice Department were acting out of partisan motives, not just out of incompetence or stupidity, or they were duped by the Russians or Steele or the English or by the Clinton campaign. So if you were a Democrat, I think you would be really worried to see the appointment of a career prosecutor like this.
Huh, that was interesting. So, and basically, I think that the IG report is about to happen. I think also Barr knows what the IG report is doing, so that's why he appointed this guy now, because what he's going to do is look into the FISA application, and what's the IG looking into? FISA application. So I think the IG report is close at hand. That's why he did this today.
They said May or June, so it seems like it's going to be more May for the IG report.
I think so, because, I mean, it makes sense with this guy on the scene, unless he's putting him on the scene and they're holding back on the IG report, and the IG is giving him information for this so he can kind of get in front of it. And so those that are being hunted, being investigated, those investigators that are being investigated, which I know, if you notice that term's being used all the time, is... It's not going to give them any ammo to try to fight back with. That's the only thing I could see that they would delay it for. Okay, so now we're going to have Laura Ingraham. We're going to be talking about the, we're going to be talking about Comey's comments about Barr.
Now, Ken, what they were saying about Barr last week was so reprehensible on so many levels, but among the people trashing Barr was Jim Comey, who's worked with Barr, knows Barr. This is what he said last week.
He's an accomplished and very smart person, and who had nothing to lose in taking this job but his reputation. But I really, it doesn't make me happy to say this, but I think he has lost most of his reputation with the way he's conducted himself.
Lost most of his reputation, Ken, and who might be feeling some of that early summer heat tonight but Jim Comey?
Well, it's so unfair. It's unfortunate, but it's totally unfair not just to Bill Barr, but to the Department of Justice, which he's leading. Bill Barr is deeply respected by the career people in the Justice Department, as someone who just calls it the way he sees them. And I think that's what he's been doing throughout this process. And so I regret what Jim Comey has said. I profoundly disagree with it, and I hope that Bill Barr will continue to call him the way he sees him, be the honest person that he is, and don't bend to the pressures of Washington, D.C.
News Show 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back with Rodney right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A new month is with us, the month of spring and growth, the fifth month of the year, and also the month in which huge and important celebrations take place. I'm Dick Brubaker, and we're celebrating in May with the Bigger Things sales event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. What could be bigger than getting up to $12,645 off a new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab? More space, more storage, more leather, more technology. The all-new 2019 Ram 1500 is truly the best combination of grit and grace. At Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we have locations in Montgomery and Prattville. You can check out our inventory right now online at brubaker.com and come join us for the Bigger Things sales event. Save up to $12,645 on an all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab. Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fee. Stock number R9104. See dealer for details. Offer ends 5/2019.
Hey, y'all. Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. A lot of things going on down here. First of all, on the river, we got pontoon boats that you can rent. Cruise up and down the river with your family and friends. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. A little common sense, and we'll get everything else fixed up for you. We're also cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf. We got fryers. We got a steamer. We got a grill. We got all kinds of different things to eat. We got shrimp from Argentina that tastes like between a shrimp and a lobster. We got those royal red deep water shrimp from the Gulf. Got some good fresh grilled fish over there on the grill. Some anything from amberjack, snapper, grouper, swordfish. So cooking up something good over there. Always fried snapper, fried shrimp, fried oysters. I know you're getting hungry. Cooking up a pot of gumbo. And always Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, big times this week from Nashville. Gary Nicholson's coming down here with Whitey Johnson. That's right, Whitey Johnson's on the stage Sunday at 5 o'clock. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com. Go to the Facebook page. Get down here soon and come hungry.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Fox confirms a federal prosecutor from Connecticut was asked weeks ago by Attorney General William Barr to help investigate the origins of the Trump campaign investigation. President Trump says he did not ask Barr to do this and just found out about it.
I think it's a great thing that he did it. I saw it last night, and they want to look at how that whole hoax got started. It was a hoax.
The president outside the White House there leaving for a speech in Louisiana. The attorney general is also working with the CIA, FBI, and director of national intelligence to investigate the investigation. A former congressman is now free in New York City.
Anthony Weiner is out of the Bronx halfway house where he's been since February.
It's good to be out. Hope to get back to my family and make up for some lost time.
He reported to prison in November 2017 to serve his 21-month sentence for sending lewd text messages to an underage teen and was released 3 months early.
That's Tanya J. Powers in New York. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are enjoying a great string of days. Our forecast for today is just about perfect. With sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s, very low humidity. Tonight, mostly clear, pleasantly cool. We're not going to see any nights like this for a while. Low temperature, 55. Tomorrow, more sun. A beautiful day. High, 81. Thursday's high in the mid-80s with more sunshine. There is a weak front on Thursday night. I think the rain chances with it are just about remote. But the warm, dry pattern continues on Friday with a high around 89. And the weekend forecast so far, looks great. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
One hit wonder. 272-9228, that's where we are. Hope you guys will join us on the Area 2 on Thursday. And get your tickets at danmorrisshow.com. So that's in a regular cruise. Regular cruise ticket is 35. This is 30. Comes with meal and drink tickets. And if you're the first seven, eight, then we'll make it eight. Seven. We've got four couples. Give you a Brewfest ticket to go along with that. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing today?
Very, very good, my friend. Very good. Things are starting to happen.
Yeah. It's about to happen, I believe. Dan, it's a sad day, and it's a great day for America. You know, all these people that was involved with this corruption, governmental corruption, that they was pulling. It's amazing, but I think it's going to get very, very quiet after today. And just keep an eye on the airports and certain individuals who might be thinking about fleeing the United States today to somewhere where they can't be expedited back into the United States. These guys and girls that was involved with this, this is their worst nightmare, Dan. You know, I think the best thing that happened to Donald Trump was Rudy Giuliani. I got to give him credit for creating the footsteps for our president in the turmoil that he was in, and you can get kind of disgusted and do things that you shouldn't. I think Rudy came in at the right time and kind of held Trump back and said, let him go, let him roll. Because, Dan, this is the way I look at it, that the special counsel was never supposed to go forward. They were supposed to have gotten Trump before that. And once Mueller and them got in there, then it become a reverse situation against them, and the judicial system sat there and watched these fellows conduct an investigation of an investigation that didn't exist. And they watched them for 2 years. And I think what they got now is they got the goods. And thank God for bringing us Donald Trump. And another thing I want to say to everyone out there listening, that the American people is on to the con job now and what they was doing to our country. So thank God for Donald Trump. God bless America. And I'm looking forward to the next presidential election. Let's get out there and do it. Let's keep our country. Let's make it greater than it even ever been. And let's put all of this behind us as human beings and Americans. And let's get it right. And let's get rid of these people. And if we can do that, then we did something.
Hey, you, and I appreciate the telephone call. You drive safe, my friend.
All right, that was it.
Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Dan.
Yes, sir.
I want to make sure that what I've got to say passes your common sense and logical test. So the Mueller report, I understand what it's about, but will there be information in the... Well, Bannon Coleman says that in the skiff in Capitol Hill, there is a 90% to 95% unredacted Mueller report, and nobody's talking about it. But anyway, whenever we see that, there should be some information in there that's like the first clue that you find is a child in a treasure hunt, and it points you in the direction of the FISA. And then the FISA will cause criminal referrals. And so it's like pulling the thread on the eyelet of the button in slow motion, and the dadgum thing will fall off of your shirt right in front of your face. And now I saw this, but because of PTSD and a stroke, I can't find it, but it was not fake news. I don't remember what year it was, but Cory Booker brought home pork in a budget 1 year that put $300,000 of yours and my tax dollars in his pocket. That, I think, happens after the midterm. I think I told you that I thought that the midterm we would gain a lot in the House, but not a majority. But to follow Rodney up, there was no collusion, and that's not what he said. He talked about corruption. I think there'll be a bunch of D's and a few R's that either go home, like Paul Ryan, and you know why he went home, Dan, but you don't talk about nothing but facts that can be corroborated by a reliable media source. But I think that we'll end up those last 2 years, 23 and 24, that we've got everything, the House, the Senate, and the White House. Is that a possibility, or am I smoking the wrong kind of stuff in my pocket?
Or the right kind of stuff. It depends on the way you look at it. I tell you what, Doug, I think the appointment of this U.S. attorney is a major step towards everything we've been talking about. And this guy has got the the helmet on, and he's strapped up and he's ready to play. This guy is known for what for arresting FBI agents and CIA agents.
Yeah,
he is just, known for that.
And real quick, I don't want to go up against the break unless I can hold during the break. His name starts with an H, and I think you do pronounce it Hoover.
Yeah.
And it's no, it's not irony. I don't believe in irony or coincidences. He's out in Utah. The NASA. NASA's listening to us right now, but not the prosecutors. But the largest data collection center for the NSA is in Utah. And Sessions knew that, and Trump knew that. And I think that's why he's wearing the hat that he's wearing. Is there a possibility that that could remotely be one of the reasons why?
I don't know if you're talking about the storage center. I thought it was in Nevada, but if you're talking about the storage center, I'm not sure how you'll get the connection. The reason he was picked is because Sessions specifically said, I wanted someone that was not involved in the DOJ hierarchy in Washington, D.C. or New York. He specifically said that.
Right. Outside of the Beltway or outside of New York. You're exactly right.
And I think this is the beginning of exactly what we're looking for. I think the IG report is going to be explosive. I think this guy has got helmet on and his head's down, and he's ready to go.
Okay, just real quick, I hope this is happening behind the scenes, and this is one of my weekly prayers. I hope Trump is working on voter fraud just as hard as he's working on illegal immigration. I hope he is. I look forward to at least 2 hours more today of your show, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
For taking my call.
Appreciate you. Let's go back into the Laura Ingraham and finish that up before we get to the Christian Welker piece that we finally found. We got too many clips, don't we, Joey?
There it is.
Okay, so you is going to be asked, how high can this go?
How high could this go? How far could this investigation go? This is a presidential campaign. There was a lot riding on who won the presidency. Obviously, Obama wanted Hillary to win. We had the whole deal with her server and all of that. But we don't really know where this could go because there really hasn't been the type of investigation. Congress can't do the type of investigation that a U.S. attorney is trained to do, correct?
Right. Actually, as someone who's worked on FISA applications, I can tell you how high it could go because under the FISA law itself, the Attorney General has to approve the FISA application. So if the Steele dossier, which we now know was completely made up, was used as a basis for a FISA application, then you have someone who's high up in the FBI had to approve that, someone high up in the Justice Department had to approve that, ultimately the Attorney General has to approve that. And then a second thing we haven't touched on yet is it appears that the FBI tried to send an undercover informants and agents to try to infiltrate the Trump campaign. There's a whole other set of laws that are called the Attorney General Guidelines, which are supposed to only allow that in very, very rare circumstances. So I assume the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General and maybe FBI Director Comey all had to sit in on that decision and approve it. All of their decisions should be looked at by the U.S. Attorney. And there, I think, again, as you were saying in the first question, some people are going to be in a lot of trouble because lying to a federal judge, lying to a federal court under oath is a perjury.
Whoops. Hate it when that happens. Hate it when that happens. Before we go to the Christian Welker piece, go back to Comey and see if we can find the Rosenstein comment here.
Comey on Rosenstein or Rosenstein on Comey?
Comey on Rosenstein. I thought I separated it. Maybe I did not. Let's do this. Let me go to a break and come back and see if we can find that. Damn, our show will be back right after this.
Show.
podcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In a little cafe.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are.
When I heard her say,
if you sign up for the cruise, we're throwing a Brewfest ticket for Friday night in there. $25 value. Not bad on a $30 purchase. Let's listen into today's show. Christian Welker. Listen to the way she presents this. That they have not independently verified the story.
This morning, investigating the investigators.
Ooh.
Attorney General William Barr is calling on the top federal prosecutor in Connecticut, John Durham, to look into how the Russia investigation began. That's according to the New York Times, citing two people familiar with the matter. NBC News has not independently confirmed the report. President Trump, who recently labeled the Russia probe an attempted coup, has long demanded an investigation.
It began illegally. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side.
Overnight, attorneys for the president welcomed the news. Jay Sekulow telling NBC News the origins of this investigation have to be examined thoroughly, and the appointment of a U.S. attorney would be the appropriate course of action. The move comes after Barr revealed during his congressional testimony he had concerns about the Russia investigation, including the electronic surveillance of a Trump campaign advisor, offering this assessment.
Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me...
But the question is whether it was predicated, adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated, but I'd need to explore that.
But he knows.
Those comments drawing swift backlash from some Democrats who accused Barr of behaving like the president's personal attorney. And just last week, the FBI director pushing back as well.
Listen
to
the question.
Do you believe that they're engaging in spying when they're following FBI investigative policies and procedures?
Well, that's not the term I would use.
It broke there with me. I thought they had erased it because it broke.
No, they just cut it.
Yeah, they normally do. Christian Welker for Today Show, NBC News. Okay, so they didn't remove it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our good friend Red Top. Red Top, how are you, my friend?
Man, wonderful. Last night, it was almost time to light a fire, wasn't it, man?
It was absolutely amazing. I sat out on my deck with friends, had the fountain on, drinking Corona and then IPAs, cooked a nice steak for them. It was absolutely spectacular.
That is good. And we're still glad you haven't set yourself on fire yet, Tori.
Yeah, I know. I did demonstrate it for them.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if I'm looking forward to a demonstration or not. and I am looking forward also to our two-hour tour.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Do we board at 5:30 and deport at 6:30? Is that what it is?
That's right now. That's what it is. Right. I'll make sure I will confirm that. I'm going to be talking to Lainey after the show today.
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting.
live here is why I feel good enough, I think.
Oh, okay.
Such nice folks.
Absolutely. Mark is a super guy.
You know, last night about 1:30, I'm an artist, so I'm up till 2 in the morning. That's peak creativity times for artists and poets, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I turn on the DW News. No, it was BBC World News. And I hear about the investigation. The special prosecutor. This is a special prosecutor, not a special counselor that's been appointed, correct?
Right.
Big damn difference.
Yeah, it's a U.S. attorney who is appointed to investigate FISA, FBI, and also you can pull in CIA with it.
Now, let me tell you what was so striking about this report is the description the news reporter gave, and European DW and all these European BBC are very biased against Trump, but this time they said this is very, very serious. And they talked quite about 5 minutes about what the implications are of spying on a president and all the kind of things that could be going wrong. He says they made it sound like it was about to be a big, big shakeup in Washington. And
yeah, let me tell you something. The media, ABC, NBC, and CBS do not see the largeness of this whole thing. This is absolutely huge.
And on top of that now, I stayed up till 2:30. And CBS morning news comes on around every 30 minutes. Not one mention at all.
Yeah.
Turn on the news this morning. Of course, it was at 8 o'clock and all their main news is over with. Not a mention at all.
Yeah, it wasn't there. CBS Morning Show played nothing on it. Today Show played one piece of 1 minute and 23 seconds. That's it.
You are kidding.
I'm not kidding. And if you, I just played the report, and she kind of says, well, this story, we have not independently verified it as if it may be false.
Wow. You know what they spent all their damn time on? Jill Schlesinger telling us how bad the Chinese tariffs are going to hurt Americans rather than talking about how damn good America's doing and how great America has leveled the playing.
Yeah, and again, let me tell you something. These companies are, it's just like my guy said yesterday, these companies are smart. They knew about this. They knew of the possibility. They started divesting themselves early and making connections into Malaysia and Vietnam and other places. I think they'll barely miss a beat with this thing. The only people that are really going to get hurt are the farmers. But the Walmarts and the producers, those type of folks, they can do something different than what they're doing.
Well, Trump already made an announcement this morning. Any shortfalls farmers have, he is going to make up with.
Yeah.
He has funds for the Department of Agriculture. And I saw quite a few interviews with farmers in Iowa and all that. They understand completely what's going on, and they seem to be very sympathetic towards the president.
Yeah.
Most of the ones I heard and the newscasters did not particularly like that.
Yeah, we've got a piece that we're going to play later on from a farmer in Illinois who's going to be talking about this. And basically, the way they're looking at it is if we win this fight, we're going to be big-time winners in the whole thing.
Yes, and I know you're close to a break, but I want to mention something very unusual. For the past 2 weeks, Europe has dropped out of the news, except for Davy Archie. No news about Brexit. Europe has become a completely forgotten continent as far as world news goes, economy and everything. It's a little bit unusual, especially with all the Brexit news. And although there's a lot of stuff going on, but I find that very unusual. So thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Rich.
Talk to you later.
Appreciate you. News Show 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, heading to the top of the hour break. Going to be back. Don't forget, Dan Morris Show, get together cruise Thursday the 16th, you go to danmarshow.com, get your tickets. If you are a registered listener registered on my website, check your email. I think you'll find something interesting in there. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this. Just the other side.
So strong.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says we're in a strong position in our trade dispute with China, with tariffs being added and raised on each other's products.
We're having a little squabble with China because we've been treated very unfairly for many, many decades, for actually a long time. And it should have been handled a long time ago, and it wasn't, and we'll handle it now.
The president at the White House there on his way to Louisiana for a speech this afternoon. The comedian Tim Conway died. He was 85, one of the stars of the Carol Burnett Show.
Why are you trying to go through lock the door?
You told me to.
If I told you to jump out the window, would you do that?